Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Are we rolling?
Yes.
It's F-Boy Island!
Season 1, Episode 8.
True bromance.
True bromance.
Ooh.
I thought I had a true bromance once, but he just wanted to fuck me.
Yeah. He,
wasn't really a bromance.
Left you out at Cassidy Conway's house after prom, just crying.
Cassidy in your own, Conway?
In your own truck.
Cassidy, who the fuck is that?
Cassidy Conquay.
Conway.
Conway.
What kind of last name is Conquay?
I don't know.
Maybe somebody
Conquay.
Has Conquay. Y'all, we just started drinking some iced coffee, so about halfway through this show,
I'm going to be lit.
But we're doing episode 8, and we're doing the other two.
We're raw dogging y'all with shows because we wanted to get this done.
We do. We want to get it. I enjoyed this series thoroughly, and now I want to get it out of my life.
Thoroughly.
Wait, kind of like an F-boy. You want them all up inside you, and then you're like, go away.
And you're like, no, they leave. They leave really quickly.
True bromance, y'all. We were left with a cliffhanger.
Oh, right.
Who is Nakia going to eliminate? Who? Who?
Who is
Who's
it going to be?
Who's it going to be?
Who is it going to be?
Who's it going to be?
It's Beardy.
It's Beardy.
It's Greg
it's
the
Greg.
Beard.
Greg the Beard.
I kind of think we all knew.
Yeah, we knew.
It was going to be him.
But he did say... He got eliminated, and he said in front of everybody, I just want to say, Nakia, your true connection here is Colin.
I know, which is an interesting thing to say.
Why? They're bros. He was talking to him earlier.
Yeah, no, I know they are. I know, but it sounded like he was leveling with her in a way that was trying to be helpful.
But he's an F-boy,
right.
So I don't believe him.
Yeah.
They're in cahoots.
I don't think they can see that. I really do believe as the shows went on that the nice guys and the F-boys see each other as almost enemies. So it should be...
Yeah.
And I don't know if the women can really take their advice after that.
That's true.
Yeah. Because especially if they're going to be talking about people on the other team.
Yeah, it didn't really do...
As it were.
It didn't... Pardon me, I got a
But of course, she got all in her head about it because Nakia, you tell her the sky is purple. She goes, wait, why is everyone saying the sky is purple? I mean, what does that say? I mean, wait a minute. Is the sky purple? I don't know anymore.
That's Nakia. I mean, they did some like Fernando
very
frustrating. Was full on. Fernando was crying when Greg left.
Yeah.
He was crying.
Fernando's such a sweetie.
He is. And then Nakia said, I couldn't let go of OG Jerry. She's like, but there's just something about him I'm not seeing.
Oh.
Like, sometimes I thought we're getting punked.
I'm absolutely, my mind is boggled from her constantly choosing him.
And then going back to Colin.
I think it says that she's not ready for a relationship yet.
Oh,
because
yeah.
This is the kind of guy she gets herself involved with.
Oh, yeah.
She needs lots and lots of self-work to figure out what she wants.
She needs to be around a bunch of women. She needs to have her sisterhood around her.
Yeah.
And she needs to go like to some like a...
Isn't she a club promoter? Or isn't she? Doesn't she work in
maybe a stylist
promotion?
Or
she is. She's a stylist. You're
so
right.
So she needs to be around her sisters.
Fuck,
on a,
she
on
should
a prairie.
Dress better if she's a stylist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think that's them. I think they were styled for this show.
Yeah, boy, yeah. whoever styles those women needs a good beating.
Maybe not that. Maybe a spanking.
But why can't they use Nikki's stylist? Maybe Nikki chooses her
Maybe
own stuff.
She chooses. She's an executive producer, so she gets what she fucking wants. Y'all, so Fernando's crying. She's one. And so the nice guys are poking fun at Greg as he walks into Limbro. And Nikki tells us at the end of this episode, each woman will be choosing her top two. We love a top.
Oh, yeah. And I love two.
I love two tops. And then it's like those, like, it's like the, you're like the end of that. What's that thing that's on rich evil guy's desk or rich people's desk? The little things that go back, the balls that go back and forth.
You're not rich evil. They're, what are those balls called?
Where they hit them on the side and one goes. It's like tick, that. Tick, that's what tick, I like about two tick. Tops. Get you from both ends.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah. How can they get you from both ends?
Your butt and your mouth.
Oh.
Yeah. And you're, what did you think I was going to say? Your fucking left eye?
I don't know. Your eyeball. I was trying to think about it. You're
really into some freaky deaky shit.
You're Eiffel Towering.
Speaking of freaky deaky shit, they're
wheelbarrowing, as it were.
Yes. So they're having a twerk competition the next day.
And y'all, OG Jarrett's just sitting over there, not even doing anything. Because he's so sullen.
He's such a gross person. Yeah. He's so boring.
But he's trying to play the role of, like,
when your
thinking.
Body and face is that gorgeous, and I think you're completely unattractive, and I don't want to touch your dick at all.
That
means
is something,
something
for you.
That means something.
He's been gross from day one for me. I'm not, that's too much muscle for me. I'm not into all that muscle.
I just think, like, the only way he's able to keep fucking you is just farting, like, whey farts. Just a
whey protein.
Yeah, whey protein. And whey farts are horrible.
They are.
They're the worst.
Yep. They actually have a presence.
Yeah.
It's like a cloud. It's a thickness to the air when you inhale a whey protein fart.
Y'all, if you're at a gym, you know a whey fart.
Yes. Oof.
Oh.
Yeesh.
You know that one guy in the corner at Planet Fitness that's never going to get buff. But he's just farting.
So where are we?
So y'all, Casey's like, I can't really dance, but I'm going to try. It's new Jared. He doesn't give a fuck. Fernando, on the other hand, says.
He's a bobsledder. He was a bobsledder.
Okay. He says, well, now you know why they call me Nasty Nando. And as soon as he said that, I said, I'm in.
He kind of reminds me of Chief Wiggins' son on The Simpsons.
Maybe.
Ralph Wiggum.
With his hair.
Yes, yeah. It's the hair.
But as soon as he said Nasty Nando, y'all, he'll give you cunnilingus for hours. I'm into it. And then when he said, I'm an Olympic athlete, I'm like, bitch, that's what you lead
with. Yeah, I know. He's been
Why are we just finding that out?
I don't know why that was weird.
I don't get it.
There is a moment where Welcome is talking to Sarah, and I think this is Welcome. Is that what my, yep. I can't read it. Where
Welcome.
It says,
yep.
It says, I like it. She said, I like it when a guy takes control. Now we know why she loves Garrett.
Yeah. And she,
and I wrote down, they don't look good together.
They don't. She says, he's built like a friend. It looks like she's his mom and he's a high school senior who's really bored to be there.
Who's a little tall. Yeah.
He's like, mom.
So he does say, I've been broken a lot in my past, and she's like, he's the sweetest guy in the whole place. Welcome.
She's like, and it seems like he's there for the
Just
right
kidding,
reason.
It's fine.
Cut to, y'all, here we go, Colin and Nakia.
Why must we go around in this merry-go-round of death?
It's true. She says to him, why do I like you so much?
Don't ask the question if you don't want an answer.
And then Colin says, I don't know. What's your love language?
Every time someone on the show asks what your love language is, like, cut off a finger.
You'll be left with just a nub.
Yeah.
Kind of like Dennis Gothard.
And it's quite satisfying.
Yeah. Don't do that. You won't be able to do the point choreography in show choir.
Stop! I can't talk about someone without a finger in your show choir.
Well, lost it. He lost it in that motorcycle accident over by Blake Murray.
Oh, God. So, of course, OG Jerry gets very upset about... Oh, and did Colin have an erection at one point? Is that what that was?
So that's when she was like, what's your love language? He's like, well, my love language is touch. And she's like, well, whatever. And she's trying to talk to him, and he's just kissing her neck.
Oh.
And then her neck, and then the other side of her neck, and then her neck, and then her forehead, and then her eyes. And then, and she's just kind of like, And then they're laughing, and then he's standing with his hand in front of his dick because he can't move. It. Y'all, which is Poodle's favorite move, to make out with a guy at a bar. Yeah. And then walk away from it, and the guy can't move or get up because he's got a big old heart on.
He's paralyzed. So that's where I love him.
That's when Black Widow begins to think. That's when Poodle steals her wallet.
That's when I start. You can see the poison start dripping from my veins. It starts. It's like you know how the dog salivates when the bell rings. When I see that erection, I'm like, the poison.
I'm going to say I do enjoy that move as well.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
So good move.
That's what us bottoms do, y'all. We get them keyed up.
So Sarah's talking to Garrett, and she's like, I must tell you, I did not appreciate the whole thing of you're too much to handle.
Oh, yeah, because Garrett said, I feel like I'm too much for Sarah to handle.
Yeah.
And Garrett says, well, what I was talking about is, you know, because... kind of the physical. He said,
You're like in bed.
I very much wanted to know. And y'all,
he's like,
said,
are you going to be able to handle my pendulous dong?
Yeah. And he basically, y'all, he wants to know, Sarah, can we do anal?
That's exactly what it is.
Exactly what he wants to know.
On the first night.
On the first night.
Mm-hmm.
That's when are you prepared?
Can I choke you?
Be prepared.
Actually, the question is not, can I choke you? Is, are you okay with me choking you? Because it's going to happen. Yeah. It's the only way I can come.
That's Garrett.
So
meanwhile, trying to, and just when he comes, he has to recite very loudly New England Patriots members.
That's so true.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Tom Brady, or whoever plays for them.
Wow.
Dennis Rodman. I don't know. Who plays football?
Not Dennis Rodman.
Ken Griffey Jr.
We're going to move on.
Larry Bird.
So CJ and Casey are talking, and he said, I came here as an F-boy for the money. He tells her, absolutely. And he said, I'm almost, I cannot read my writing on this thing. I'm almost
And she said, are you, so you said you're here for the money, and Casey said.
Oh, I know what she says.
You know that I'm not. And he's like, I changed for the money because... CJ, he said, yeah, as soon as I got back, everything changed. And I went, wait a minute. So you're saying as soon as you got back from Limbo, suddenly now it's, so you're saying before, like even an episode or two before, it was about the money for you when you were saying all that shit?
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying.
I don't trust him.
Here's what she says. She's like, I almost like this is much better because we took a bad situation and we flipped it. She loves that.
She does love that. You're CJ.
Yeah. So he says to her, you're everything I want. You're everything I need.
Everything I need. You are so beautiful to me. Can't you see?
I won't go on.
That was.
I threw up in my mouth.
Yeah. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
You know, I go for it when I go for a
we're
note.
We're so punch drunk from doing all these shows. I don't even know what day it is. I brought lemon cupcakes for Poodle because when he crashes, I'm going to just sugar him up like a child star. Give him his go-go juice.
Mama, give him some go-go juice.
And so CJ's like, if you came in here not as an F-boy, that would be different. Things could be different. Cut to, they start making out.
Yeah.
That basically is it. And Casey says, I'm reformed, but I'm still a little bad. And that turns CJ on.
Yeah. Meanwhile,
but then he says, there's a reason I'm winning. He says that and it's in the moment. And I'm like, I think you're going to fuck her over.
What is that? You have a problem with him saying there's a reason I'm winning or
I feel like I just can't trust him.
It's interesting because would you say the same thing about nice Jared or new Jared when he says I'm so winning?
It's different. I don't think new Jared is going to take the money and run. I think new Jared's just dickish.
Right.
And competitive.
What tells you that the nice guys, because we don't know anything.
Because I think you're bringing up. Well, I think you're bringing up, you know, really.
Because we still don't know the rules with the money, y'all.
We don't know the rules.
Still know the rules.
And also, it kind of brings up the show. Does a nice guy have to be a nice person?
Exactly.
Because that's the way they want to. I don't think new Jared is a nice person.
No.
I don't think do I think he's a bad guy? No,
he's
I think
just he's, did not self-identify as a fuckboy.
He's just, so it is that so the show is trying to put this good boy back, but I know why they cast him.
Right.
Because he reads fuckboy, fuckboy,
fuckboy.
And then to know that he actually is someone who wants a relationship and wants to settle down or whatever.
That's but what he says.
But we've also, you know, something I've noticed with the show, they really laid out what a fuckboy is. Have they ever gone into what a nice guy
is? The problem is the nice guy is everything that a fuckboy isn't.
But I don't think that's clear.
And what's interesting is,
does a nice boy want to be a good boyfriend? Do they want to have children?
Think about the show's treatment of F-boys as having fun, and they're the comic relief. They're the fun ones. The nice guys are in nice guy grotto doing homoerotic dumb things.
Yeah.
The show itself is giving us the message that F-boys are fun. Even though they need to be rehabilitated, they're fun.
F-boys are more masculine.
Exactly. And nice guys aren't.
And nice guys
are boring.
Are boring and finish last.
It's kind of awful.
I just realized I'm a horrible person for liking this show.
Well,
thanks, Poodle.
Well, I think that's why I'm having a problem with a lot of the mixed messages that's going on. And the there's a little bit of self-righteousness about the show that always bothers me. Thank God Nikki Glaser is there.
Yeah.
Because otherwise it would be almost intolerable, I think.
It would be too... she helps
too preachy.
Define the, she helps yeah. define the tone of the show.
Yeah. Where were we?
Where were we on that diatribe?
So Jared right away grabs CJ, picks her up. And she's like, I hate it, but I love it. So she hates that.
He literally picks her up. He picks her up off a cabana and carry her all the way around and walks her down into a pool. I tell you, I've said it before. There's something about a man picking you up that gets me going.
I think it's hot. It wasn't done for her. It was to say fuck you to Casey.
Ooh. That's kind of even more hot to me.
Nah, I hate that kind of misogynist bullshit.
Fake masculine shit. So, close your eyes.
To be honest.
You're sitting on the cabana.
I don't like it.
If you wouldn't want two guys fighting over you?
No, I don't like it. You know what? I'll clarify this. I don't like two guys physically fighting for me.
Well, no, not physically fighting.
But that's kind of what one's using physical stuff to the other. The thing about it, the women have been saying they want the men to be there for the women, and this is just a penis competition.
Yeah.
I don't think it's hot at all.
I want to say in the moment you would do something different, but I'll believe you.
Yeah.
I'll believe you.
I also just don't like New Jared at all.
Okay. Because
I feel like he's fake.
But so if it was Fernando that had done that.
No, because Fernando would never do that, because this is a shit move. You don't do this. There is an unwritten code, mm-hmm. and he just broke bro code majorly.
See, a part of me thinks you would be so shocked, overwhelmed, and turned on.
I mean, maybe it was someone besides New Jared, but I just, no. It's just like, let them, I don't like it when anyone interrupts their conversations. Because it's okay to say, hey, can I talk to them? But to pick someone out of a conversation is really, it's also kind of this move that almost like he's taking her, hitting her on the head and dragging her behind him like a caveman.
So would it bug you just as much if Casey had done that to New Jared?
He would have never done that.
I know, but I'm asking you to think about that.
It would bug me, yeah. But I'm saying that this is a caveman rule which almost subjugates her to his whims.
Yeah.
She loses all opportunity of what's happening. She tells him later she doesn't like it.
No, that's true.
So I don't like it. I don't like it when someone does that for me. Because I don't, you know, don't choose what I should be doing. I need to be the boss. You can sit there and think about it.
I'm trying, because you've said in the past many times you love it when men fight for you.
It's a different kind of fighting.
You literally have said, throw them into the Colosseum and see who tears each other apart first. You've said that.
But I don't have to do anything. They can fight each other in front of me. Don't touch me. What thing is, he jeopardized her own agency by doing that.
Okay,
that's what I have a problem with. No one should grab me. If someone picked you up,
you would be scared they'd drop you in front of everyone the entire
yes.
time.
But that's what I didn't like.
I get that.
And also, he's conflicting because he says so many things. CJ's a really powerful woman. He never shuts up about that.
Yeah.
And blowing smoke up her ass. But then he does something like that. So the what I say is that's a fuck you move at Casey and an obvious competitive gesture, like he's playing sports on the field, which he is.
Yeah.
And I feel like New Jared's just a competitor. He lives, eats, and breathes competition. That's all he wants. That's why I'm saying he's fake. Okay. I think all this is fakery.
Okay.
Do you see him being more sincere than that?
Yes, I do.
Can you explain it?
I don't think I have time.
No, I want to hear it.
No, I think, to me, I just see him as, again, I've said before, he has this kind of New York brashness.
Yeah, you said that.
I've known people like that. I just feel like he has that to me.
But what is that sincerity?
I actually think in a way, he and CJ have stuff in common. The fact of like, it's very, Casey can be fake and not and guarded in one way, but New Jared's almost more like CJ, where Casey is kind of sneaky about it, like putting his walls down. New Jared is kind of like CJ. I'm going to be kind of rude to you, and I'm going to like buck up in front of your face so that way you're a little scared of me.
Do you think New Jared has let down his walls?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that I think that, and so I think he bucks up to people.
Yeah,
but
I just don't buy it. It feels, from day one, I didn't like him.
I agree with you that I think he might like CJ, but I think that he's more interested in the competition of it. I totally agree with that.
So, y'all, the next thing is Nakia and OG Jared are kind of course, fighting again. And she's like, if you don't want to be here, you know, go and meditate at the cottages.
This is when they're... this is before they go on the boat.
Because he's sulking, you guys.
I guess he meditates a lot, y'all.
So, y'all...
And she says, you're going to have to put the effort in or you're going to have to go.
The next day, they are out on the boats and they're
at
to go to
Stingray City. Doesn't sound like a...
Sounds like a place they go on SpongeBob.
Yeah, it does. Stingray City.
So there's Stingray City, and there's all kinds of stuff. There's stingrays, there's sharks, and Welcome is like, there's megalodons. Excuse me. Megalodons!
And so,
as soon as he said megalodons, I went,
Megalodon! I thought that too. And so they go out there. It's this really pretty shallow water. And like Garrett is like, wow, Sarah was the first woman to like just jump off the boat. Like maybe she can.
Wow. She's a girl who does stuff.
She can hang with us. She's adventurous. Dude, she's fearless. And Sarah's like, I want to show him that I'm adventurous. Meanwhile, Casey and CJ are just dry humping and making out on the boat, basically. And New Jared's like, he's like, "What? I'm let him be."
And Sean just goes, "Ooh, I think I got friend zoned."
Sean's
wait,
like, ooh.
Is it him fingering her?
Yeah,
that lets you know that.
Yeah, and CJ even says it's pretty clear that he's my favorite.
Yeah,
and so, oh, so y'all again, OG Jared and Nakia are talk. You know what? Before we go into another exhausting diatribe about OG Jared and Nakia, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. So when you're on a boat floating in a gorgeous ocean, just feel like there's nothing better than to talk about why OG Jared and Nakia still think there's something left in this dead, dead, dead relationship.
Well, she says, I just have high expectations for you, blah, blah, blah. It seems like they're doing this kind of version of navel gazing with one another. Like, he makes her even more in her head because he's so in his head.
Yeah.
And that's familiar to her. Yes. So she feels that's why she's drawn to him.
Yeah.
Even though he's the worst. For her.
He's the worst. And she's like, you told me you were falling for me. Maybe you were just having a moment, but it doesn't make sense. And he's like, he's trying to just kind of hug her and kiss her. And she's like, and he's like, I know, but we just need to communicate more. And he kind of almost does that kind of shit Mike does to Natalie, where it's this just generic talking points, but there's nothing of substance of actual specificity. And so you're just wondering, what the fuck are you talking about? Meanwhile, she's like, there's just something about him. I don't know what it is, but it makes me want to try.
I do.
And I wrote, are we being punked? And even Fernando, Fernando's like, what the fuck, Nakia?
He kind of gay.
But also Fernando's like, I don't understand what the world is happening. How many more chances can this piece of shit get?
So CJ and New Jared.
But we should say they made out.
Oh, yeah. After that.
He got to her. They met out. And then OG says, which makes me not trust him. Oh, I feel like I'm back as her number one.
We're like totally walking off in the sunset together.
It's never about her.
No.
It's always about the competition for him.
It's so interesting you say that because that's New Jared for me.
Yeah. But he's also a nice guy. So it's the show. It lures you in. Maybe he'll be an F-boy at the end who's in hiding or something.
So speaking of, she says, you're very competitive. Are you here to compete or are you just here for love? And of course, what is he going to say? No, I'm here for love. She also says, macho shit doesn't do anything. Like you just over there, macho shit doesn't do anything for me. So cut that.
And she's like, yeah, I don't like that. And New Jersey's like, I really like you, CJ. You know, if you want a man, like, I'm all a man. Like, the other guy, he's like, Casey.
I hate this kind of talk.
I want to say it bothers me, but it also...
No, it reinforces these binaries.
So, well...
That for you as a member of this community, you should not like either.
Hey, I don't shame you for your fucked up choices.
I don't know.
And believe me. There's a lot.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying it should hit you in a way that shouldn't be sexual.
Oh, it hits me in all kinds of ways. So, and she's like, but CJ, it worked because she said, I'm so annoyed by him, but he makes a great point.
Did you hear what she said? I don't know if I like you with the other guys.
Yeah.
And this is the problem they've had with Garrett, but they don't seem to have a problem with it with New Jared.
What do you mean with Garrett? Because I've said that before. He's a very different person just with her than with other guys.
But no, Sarah keeps saying, with me, he's fine.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And it's like, and the other women keep saying, but you don't see how he is with the other guys. He's like bro-tastic.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering why, I guess it's just because he's got the label of nice guy that it's okay?
I think that because of the label of nice guy disarms you. Yeah. I think because you don't, basically with the nice guy thing, you.
But what is that? We don't know what it means.
We don't know what it means, but something that it does kind of at least.
It's not an F-boy.
Their intentions are not going to be to fuck you over.
Right.
Their intentions are not going to be
It's not a trick.
They're not going to take your money and run.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, yeah, we think, but.
But anyway, so I wrote down if someone's, and I wrote this down with Garrett too. If someone is going to behave like that around other men, this is how he, and then he's behaving with you a different way. That's a red flag. That's how he behaves in life.
But, and you're wondering, is everything in life, it's hard, is everything in life a competition?
Yes. Yeah. I find people
I would imagine so.
Yeah. I find that exhausting.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm very competitive. But
maybe
not to
that's
a degree.
Why you find it exhausting because you want to, because I'm, that would make sense because I'm pretty competitive perfectionism more. I'm not competitive. I'm perfectionist more, like with myself and things like that.
Yeah, that's where I'm probably closer to.
No, you're competitive. I've seen you play board games. I've seen you get very competitive.
I do, but like.
But I wonder like if that's like for you, I don't mind being with a competitive person.
Yeah.
Like I'm do a business relationship with you. I don't mind that because when you get competitive, I'm like, I don't care.
Right.
So but when I see someone like him, I'm like, good for you.
But this
That's
is
fine.
This is not one of those shows. This do is you, not a show where this is not a show where you're winning challenges.
Do you want to be a? Do you like a competitive partner or no?
No. I like them to be able to be competitive, but
do you like for them to give you a little sass back?
This is different, though.
Yeah.
This is full on. It's so intense. That's why it feels fake to me.
Mm-hmm. And I wonder too if it's part of the edit because I know he came on new,
yeah.
But it does seem like I think with him, Chris, Fernando, a lot of them, it's kind of like it was so much the Colin Casey Garrett
right
show in the beginning.
Yeah, because this is episode 8, you guys. We only have two more to go.
We didn't really start to get more edits of Jared, like with CJ, until episode 7.
Yeah.
We got a lot of new Jared with the guys.
Right.
Maybe there was more of that. We just don't know. And
it's weird. So, of course, Colin is with Nakia again. I'm sorry.
Wait, where were we?
That's actually a wrong thing. OG Jared says, Nakia and I running off in the sunset. There's some more stuff with Fernando and Nakia.
Fernando.
Who also writes music, so.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, wow. She's like, wow, you have this creative, spicy side.
Oh, the word spicy.
Nakia says, and Fernando says, I'm the nice guy you need and the nice guy you deserve. Facts.
Ugh, don't tell me what facts are.
Don't tell me what to do. That's what we learned, y'all.
That should be my
don't
theme song.
Tell Poodle what to do.
No.
So how does someone who's with you get you to do, in a relationship with you, get you to do what they want you to do? Fuck your brains out and ask you, like, post. Or well, like,
It depends on what they're wanting me to do. If it's like, what do you want to go to this restaurant? Yeah. I'm saying don't tell me what to do.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Don't say.
So they said, we're going to go to Two Madre tonight.
That's fine.
So I think restaurant's not good. What if it's like they want you to, I don't know, like something.
If they say, we're going to go to yoga class tonight, sure, sounds fun.
But what about something that takes emotional buy-in and compromise? How do they get you to do something for you? Or how do they get you to do something that you don't want to do?
You need to get an example.
I guess we'd have to get in specific.
Like, if they wanted me to, they were on a sports team and wanted me to go to all their games.
Okay.
No, that's not happening. Okay. I would make a compromise and say, I'll go to one game.
How would they, if they wanted, out of 12 games, if they wanted you to go to 3 of them, how would they get you to do that?
I would need other recompenses.
Like?
Buy me nice dinner afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Could I bring a book to said game?
Because could that be the time that you can call your mother?
Yes, perfect. No, if you talk to me about it. It's I won't be bossed around.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like it.
But yet you're drawn to men that are you're drawn to powerful men.
Yes,
sorry,
but
just
they
making
can't.
This about you, but
they
it's true.
Can't. They don't boss me around.
But But you can't boss them around.
That's where it's fun. You'd be surprised what I can do.
Surprised what I get done. Oh.
Yeah. I think Poodle and I have a lot to process in our relationship.
So Sarah and Josh, he's like, I dig you a lot. Josh is like, the pros are no F-boy tendencies, reliable. Y'all, Sarah isn't into Josh. She's desperately trying to make herself
to be. I kind of got that, this vibe, too.
Yeah.
Because I kind of thought she's not really that happy, but then if you watch her with Garrett.
Yeah. The chemistry's there, and unfortunately, Josh just, there's no, that we talked about this in the last episode. There's nothing middle of the road. Even people like new Jared, there's no charm.
No.
To people like that. And all the F-boys are so fucking charming.
Oh, wait. I knew Jared's very charming to me.
But it's in this super aggro way.
Oh, I'm totally charmed by him.
Well, that's your own issues. weird because CJ usually isn't.
Yeah.
He's also not funny.
You really hate him.
No, I just think, like, from moment one, I thought he was a complete asshole.
Oh, I totally think he's charming.
But you see all that kind of really nasty, like, macho shit?
Well, she's not seeing that. I'm thinking if I was just seeing, she's not seeing what she's saying to that. I'm imagining if I was CJ, not.
I can't imagine he's got tons of fans.
I don't know. I'm just saying, though, I'm charmed by him.
Well, you can unpack that in your therapist's
office. I think
he's
gorgeous, too.
I wish he had shorter hair.
I love his hair.
This like is the why, Jerry curl?
This is why you and I can always go out when we were single together, because we will never pick the same guy.
No, we've agreed on a lot of the casts are hot. Jared doesn't do it for me.
Ooh.
Mm-mm.
Mecca like a high, Mecca in my honey ho.
Wow. Wow. Ooh. So Casey and Garrett are talking. And he says, Casey says, I'm here for CJ. Later on in a conversation, they're talking, and Garrett, he's like, what do you think about me? And like, I love you, bro, blah, blah, blah. He's like, will you come live in LA with me? And y'all, this is the true love connection of the show.
It is true, but I wrote, CJ better not find out about this, because this was.
Oh, she will, I'm sure.
This, to me, this kind of like. That this is not it, because to go live with the F-boy of F-boys, Garrett, I would not be happy if I was CJ.
Oh, I'm sure she'll find out, though.
But there are the relationship. They're probably going to get drunk one night and touch each other's dicks accidentally.
Now that I'd like to see.
And someone's going to have to move out, because then it's weird.
Did you notice when CJ and new Jared, he says, truth be told, it's more than just your body for me. Who says shit like this?
When he said, hold on, wait. When new Jared said it's more than just your body for me.
And even CJ's like, it comes off with, you say he's charming. To me, it's clumsy and it's aggro trying to be charming.
Why did I not write that down?
It's all because you probably threw away everything that
I probably was just going.
Yeah. So Sarah's talking to Welcome. Yo, Welcome's had an open relationship, and Sarah goes, can't handle that.
I bet you Welcome's been in an open relationship with men and women.
Oh, I would believe it.
For sure. For sure.
And that's a red flag.
No, that is a red flag.
For her. Nakia and Colin, y'all. Colin's crying on the beach.
He's crying up in the, and he says,
I think he's got some smelling salts.
He says, I need to come up with my best games to be more vulnerable for Nikki. He says that.
And so he probably makes himself cry
on
the beach.
So he's crying about his mom was gone, and then she showed up in the fourth grade.
Remember, that's the same thing that Peter did.
I have to say, I've never trusted Colin. In this moment, I was like, okay, I kind of believe you. And if I believe you, you're a master. Like, you are a master at this. I kind of, I was like, because he said he was a fuckboy, but maybe he's a changed fuckboy. Because he was like...
I think it's a combination. I think both things can be true.
Possibly. But the fact that, like...
Do you...
I kind of believe this. I mean, it was... He says things like, I've got to play a good game. But then he...
Do you think he's there for the money?
I think he originally was.
So you now think he's there for Nakia?
I
kind of
think maybe he is for Nakia.
I don't... I would stop there. I think he likes her a lot, but I think no. Especially when he was out already, when they're talking about game. Any of the boys who are talking about game, y'all, it's not real.
I know, and that's what Garrett says that a lot.
So I know.
That's
kinda like, you know who also says that? New Jared.
Yeah, he says that too. So it's...
But that may be his athletic stuff, but I don't know. You will never get me to admit that they're
I don't care. You can die on the cross. I don't care.
You can die on the cross.
Or die on that hill. That's what it is. Sorry, that got really biblical.
So
let's talk about elimination night.
Yeah.
Right? Is that where we are?
Yeah. Yes, it's the last one before the finale. We all know CJ's getting rid of Sean. There's no... It's not going to happen.
I mean... I wish we would hear more of the girl stuff. Because did you notice when Garrett was talking, they cut to CJ kind of making a face? Like,
yeah.
I wish they would show it. But anyway, yeah. So, y'all, OG Jared is wearing a turtleneck with two necklaces over the turtleneck. So I just want to point
so
that out.
It's so awful.
It's so awful. He does this speech because they all kind of give their speech and... If you don't mind, I actually wrote down OG Jared's speech, and I would like to, So you know, we've had an ups and a downs, but you know, it's perfect because all the time it's really, really, you know, I know that what we have is really real, really real. That's facts. Facts. And I know we're going to go deep, and we're going to align, and we're going to ascend. And that's also facts. That's facts. You know, it's such a vibe that when we're together, and I'm a real with you, you're a real with me, we real together, we align, we combine. I want to travel. I want to align with you. Facts, facts, facts. Let me see the world. Maybe with you. Do you like my cologne?
Why is he New York all of a sudden?
I don't know.
It was a choice.
It was
gibberish.
One of the worst.
Absolute gibberish.
Just
he speaks that way.
I imagine
it's all gibberish.
I imagine that when you said it, you kind of turned your head like a cocker spaniel trying to hear a whistle.
And y'all, what's most remarkable is that she says goodbye. To Colin.
Oh.
And keeps Fernando.
She does. She keeps
Fernando. This is a huge thing.
Well, Fernando had a great thing because he said, I look in your eyes. I see joy. I would love to dive into these emotions. I know this is our story. It's the beginning of our story.
Right.
But I don't think our relationship ends here.
And keeps, of course, OG Jared, who has just done basically word salad.
You'll notice, too, like when Fernando and even Colin walk up to speak to her, OG Jared, he looks at the camera first, almost like to make sure the camera's on him. But she sends Colin home. And this is what we'll get to that first. So in a little bit. So she sends Colin home. Sarah, she ended up sending home.
Welcome.
She sent home welcome.
And CJ sent Sean.
CJ sent Sean. She cries. She's like, I feel really bad. You're
still
such a great
guy. It's almost patronizing at this point.
But she's just
like... You know you don't want it.
She doesn't. Here's the deal that I can't believe they didn't have him say this. Colin says after he's left, she made the right decision because I still would have taken that money.
Exactly.
And I went... Wow, you're a piece of shit.
See, you went for it.
I didn't go for it until the very end with that whole crying thing. But I went, wow, you're a piece of shit.
Nope.
I don't trust anyone after this. I think Casey, Garrett, all of them are just fuckboys after the
Even
money.
Even new Jared?
No, he's a nice guy.
Oh, so you think you don't trust the fuckboys?
No, none of them.
Okay.
None of them, not a one.
I'm interested just for the title of it, because also we don't know what the rules are. We still don't know who's getting the money.
We don't, but I hope that they talk about in the other episodes that Colin said it. I hope that they talk, because the way this episode ends is Nikki says, this was a really funny bit. Y'all, like, Nikki Glaser's like sitting out on the pad and she's like, I just need someone to explain things. I need men to explain things to me. Oh my God, I need to be
mansplained. She blows the conch. The men gather. This is funny.
It's really funny. It's really well done.
And the men kind of come together. They put down what they're doing, their vape pens.
Their vape pens.
And they're on their way to the mansplain.
And to mansplain. And then that will be, and then that will lead us to
episode 9.
Which, y'all, we've already, episode 9 is good.
It's very good.
Be sure to watch that episode before you listen to us if you're not.
Some people
just listen to us. But y'all, I would watch episode 9.
We miss a lot of stuff.
We miss a lot. Y'all, that's the show. You can find us at realitygazepodcast.com. The Instagram is realitygazepodcast. Poodle, what's her Twitter?
Renegades Pod.
Very good. You can find Poodle and myself on Cameo. Oh, God. I might have one due. I got to check.
Can you wait till we finish with the show?
Yeah, because you do. Because you do.
Maybe.
All right, everybody. If you're in the Los Angeles area and you happen to be a fuckboy, Poodle, what do they need to do?
Love me.
Come fuck us.